Today we're looking at John 14, verses 15 to 24. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. This week, we've been going through John chapter 14. If you remember Monday's passage, the start of John 14, Jesus said to his disciples, Let not your hearts be troubled. He has been comforting the disciples as he is heading to the cross the next day. And these verses here have that same tone of assurance and preparing the disciples for the day that he won't be physically with them. First, Jesus says, If you love me, you will keep my commandments. He repeats these words in different forms in verses 21 and 23. It seems pretty intuitive, right? With Jesus as their Lord and teacher, the disciples would love Jesus by obeying what he has taught them. Because if you love somebody, you'll follow what he or she has been talking about. When people lose a loved one and take action in honor of that person, they'll say something like, it's what he would have wanted, or that's what she would have done. What are some of the recent commandments that Jesus has given his disciples? One is to serve one another, as he showed them by washing their feet. Another recent commandment we just read is related, which is to love one another. Remember, Jesus said, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Following Jesus' commands goes hand in hand with loving him. Going on to the next verse, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit for his disciples. He says, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Since this is right after the first verse, and connected by the word and, I think this means that the Spirit is a helper for helping Jesus' disciples to keep his commandments. Another name for the helper given here is the Spirit of truth. The Spirit guides the disciples into the truth. Just as Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, the Spirit points people to the truth that is found in Jesus. The Spirit is for Jesus' followers, not the world, which makes sense because the world, those who don't know Jesus, would not need a helper to recall his words. Yet, for Jesus' followers, the promise is for the Spirit to dwell with them and be in them, like how God's presence in the Old Testament dwelt in the tabernacle among God's people. That's how intimate this promise is, that God would dwell with the people just like he did in that tabernacle in the Old Testament. A lot of these ideas continue in verses 18 to 21. Jesus will not leave his followers empty-handed as orphans. He will come to them, which was and is true in multiple senses. Physically, he would come back to them after he was resurrected, just a few days later. The Spirit would come upon them on the day of Pentecost. And the whole church today is awaiting Jesus' second coming one day. We celebrate this truth during the season of Advent, which we are going into soon. And in verses 20 to 21, we see this life that flows between Jesus and the Father, and now flows to Jesus and the believer. This intimate relationship between Jesus, the Father, and the Spirit is extended to the believer. The believer can now take part in all of this life. All of Jesus' words to his disciples apply to us if we are his disciples today. We know this from Jesus and the other authors of the New Testament. Let's review what we covered and reflect on what that means for us. Going back to the first verse, 15, if we love Jesus, we will keep his commandments, which include loving and serving one another. From 16 and 17, we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. This is a truth we too often forget. At every moment, the Spirit is in us. In other words, we are never alone. Whether we are in quarantine, isolated from other people, or surrounded by friends and family, whether we are resting or even in a stressful situation, the Spirit is with us. The Spirit is God Himself helping us to know what He desires, to know His commandments, and to actually do them. Jesus will come back one day, and until then, we can listen to the Holy Spirit helping us to stay true to Him, helping us to stay on track with the life that He provides. Today, let's simply pause and allow the Holy Spirit to guide us into God's ways. And of course, it shouldn't just be during our devotional that this happens, but let's pause in critical moments during the day to listen and be guided by the Spirit. Just the other day, when I was getting frustrated at work from the lack of progress on a group project, God reminded me to let what we were talking about go, and to just instead bless the people that I was working with in prayer. Speaking about being guided by the Spirit, John Ortberg encourages his readers to listen for the Spirit continually and to be relentlessly responsive. Let's do that today. Let's grow in our listening for the Spirit and be relentlessly responsive as He speaks. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You for this promise of the Holy Spirit, which is true today. God, we thank You for Your presence among Your believers. God, Your presence among us. Lord, we pray that today we would be able to hear Your voice. And God, that we would, in faith, walk in obedience and to experience more of the life that You offer. Lord, help our church to be Spirit-filled, to be people who are different than the world. And Lord, may the world in turn see it and be blessed. We thank You, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.